Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. You know what? It doesn't seem like Christmas. It is so hot. I'm just not used to it. Usually the temperatures in December average about 73 degrees with lows at 53, 54 degrees. And we have some rain, and we're already into December 18th, and we have not had a frost. December 18th is usually the date of our first frost, and we haven't had one. So I am looking forward to traveling this winter up north and getting some cooler temperatures. You know, right now, they were just discussing on TV this morning that in plant cities, the strawberries are ripening faster than normal because there hasn't been that cooling temperatures or any frost. And when they ripen too fast, they are more tart. They're not as sweet and they're softer. And, you know, they have to harvest more often. So, you know, I'm not looking forward to seeing maybe prices jump up for strawberries. But if you're growing strawberries, let me know how they're doing where you're living. That's going to be very important. I also have Christmas paper whites growing, and they were just just emerging very slowly, and then boom, they've shot up very quickly. So it just seems like a normal, you know, September, October weather here for us in Central Florida. You know, I know that up north you're a little bit cooler, and down south you don't get any cooler temperatures for a little while. And if you get any at all during the wintertime. So I'd love to know how you're doing in North Florida and in South Florida. You can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967. We have a great show for you today. Josh is covering for Lizzie, who has the weekend off. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Are you all ready for Christmas?
Well, we're getting there. I mean, we're having a lot of family over for Christmas Eve, so that should be a really good time.
You have all your presents bought?
Almost. I got like one more Secret Santa thing to get, and that's about it. But I've got pretty much everything else covered.
So. Well, good for you. That is wonderful. Well, we are starting our Christmas celebrations by going to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert tonight. We take all the family, and it's been a tradition for us for the last 20 years. We've missed a few years in between, but this is their 25th year, and they didn't have one during the pandemic last year in 2020. So I'm really looking forward to them tonight. You know, and we used to, you know, get to wear our Christmas sweaters and cool clothes for, you know, Christmas photographs. But, you know, I think I read on Facebook that winter is stuck in a shipping cart off the coast of California. So hopefully they'll unload it pretty soon, and we'll get to wear our Christmas sweaters soon. So when I was a little girl, my mama would squeeze the snapdragon jaws just in the back of the plant. She would pinch them, and the jaws in the front of the snapdragon would open up, and she would roar. It was just like a dragon, and I loved it, you know, as a little child. And you can do that with snapdragons. You can just pinch the back, and the petals just open right up. And that's one of the northern annuals that we can grow here in the wintertime. So if you miss your beautiful flowering spring flowers like alyssum or delphiniums, foxglove, hollyhocks, lobelia, pansies, snapdragons, and fragrant stock, my special guest in the first hour is my friend, mentor, known as the plant doctor and host emeritus of Better Lawns and Gardens, the original T-Mac, as Liz calls him, my friend Liz, and that's Tom McCubbin. He is going to join us, and he's going to tell us how to be successful growing the northern winter annuals. And I'm looking forward to talking to him all the time. He's just so wonderful, so knowledgeable. I just think he's great. And then one of my favorite Christmas carols is the traditional 12 Days of Christmas. Now, in our second hour, we're going to be talking about counting birds that they do in the Christmas carols. You know, the first 4 days, they count the birds, and then we have the other two. So it's first 4 days and then 2 days in the second half of the Christmas carols. And we're going to have Sally Stein. She is the director of public education for one of Florida's treasures, the Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary. She's going to join us. And she's going to ask everyone to participate in a new Christmas tradition. And so I'm looking forward to that. Josh and I are also looking forward to your phone calls. You can also find out what to do in your landscape on the betterlawns.com website. I have Teresa's to-do list for the month of December, and you can find out what to do in your lawn. Really not anything right now except mowing. The fertilizing part is over for the year. And then we also have fertilizer. No need for that. Fertilizing mainly is with the citrus and then also your vegetables and annuals and your houseplants if you have those indoor plants. And so you can go on to betterlawns.com and you can see everything you need to do in your landscape. So we're going to be back. We're going to be having more of your phone calls and text messages today. You can text me at 236-80. And we'll take your text messages. Let me know if you are growing strawberries, how they're doing, if they're ripening real quick, if they're growing a lot faster than normal, if they're bigger than normal or smaller. I'd love to learn that. And so we will do that. Also, too, you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and you can read up on the different blogs that I have and also the newsletter In Your Backyard that you can get each month. I'm Teresa Watkins, and if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, that's 800-432-3916.
Do you remember as a child waiting for the excitement of Christmas morning? It felt like that the big day would never arrive, but then it came, and boy, was it worth the wait. The older we get, the more we realize that life is filled with waiting, more waiting, and even more waiting, and nobody likes to wait. But waiting isn't a new experience. On the very first Christmas, the Jewish people had waited hundreds of years for the coming of the Messiah, wondering if he would ever arrive. The Bible says when the right time came, God sent Jesus to be born of a woman, and Jesus, the Savior of the world, stepped into history at precisely the right moment. The Christmas season is a wonderful reminder that the Lord's timing is perfect. He's never early, but he's also never late. So this Christmas, be encouraged. Have patience and faith while you wait. This is Bryant Wright, wishing you a Christmas worth waiting for, right from my heart.
To subscribe to devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You know, I love Florida winters because it's a time we can break out of the typical tropical Florida gardening plants and enjoy a bit of northern color with annuals and bulbs. If you're a new transplant to Florida, you may be missing your spring flowers that you enjoy so much through the season up north in the springtime. And so I wanted to have an expert on who knows how to grow winter annuals. I had the best inspirational teacher, Better Lawns and Gardens host emeritus, Tom McCubbin. He's with us right now. He's going to provide his experience and expertise. Tom, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you, and good morning to you, too. And maybe we got a little winter weather on the way. Who knows?
I hope so. It's December 18th, and it doesn't feel like winter at all. And this is the time we usually get our first frost.
Yes, and you know, my winter flowers, the annuals and the bulbs also, are looking forward to this, too.
I know. So what have you and Joni been doing?
You know, we've been enjoying Florida. We've got a chance to take our motorcycles out. We may take them out today, actually, and just enjoy riding around a little bit. But also, we continue the consultation work and trying to get my garden and yard back in shape. You know, I said when I retired, I was going to get out into the yard more and get my place looking great like everybody else's. And I'm just starting to do that, regretfully.
I understand. You got this to-do list, and you got everything to do on it. And so, right. So when did you – you've been in Florida a long time, but when did you start growing bulbs and winter annuals in Maryland?
Yeah, I've been in Florida for about 50 years, and I started – you know, you're taking me way back, but I started when I was a little kid, and – my parents would have flowers. They love flowers. They love vegetables, and we'd each have our own gardens. But when I was in school, I don't know whether you ever did this or not, but some of our listeners, I'm sure, have. They sold seeds. We had packets of seeds that we sold from school, and some of those were flowers. And one of my first I grew was zinnias that was in that packet of seeds.
Uh-huh.
And it was really fun. It was really neat to do.
Oh, that's wonderful. So now, winter annuals, what are your favorites to grow? And why?
You know, I was looking down my list here, and it's long and lengthy, and I've done just about all of them. But when I think about it, I like the delphiniums, the hollyhocks, the foxgloves, some of the things that people don't grow. And I always grow petunias. You know, that's a staple. But some of the things that people don't grow, but they could in Florida if they pick the right varieties, and that's kind of important.
That is. And, you know, I saw petunias in the nursery at Appenberry's yesterday, so they look gorgeous. So now North Florida is Zone 8, Central Florida is Zone 9, and South Florida is Zone 10. Can you grow bulbs and winter annuals in all three zones?
The winter bulbs is kind of a tough one. North Florida has the edge over the rest of the state. For instance, they have paper whites blooming that are planted in the ground. They can grow other daffodils. Hyacinths and tulips are kind of tough if you get in the colder areas, maybe. But some of the daffodils. And if you go down to Central Florida, paper whites sometimes will come back again. Some of the daffodils. I remember – doing a newspaper article one time and saying, you know, it's difficult, I can't grow them. And somebody wrote me and said, I have them every year, but they live in the colder pockets. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to South Florida, you're not going to grow these winter bulbs as we know them without some type of refrigeration. They can be refrigerated and forced in the flower.
Well, I will tell you, the paper whites that you gave me, you know how they were in the box. And they were the first when I opened them, they were, you know, squatty and they were going sideways. And then within a day, not even 24 hours later, they were standing straight up and they've been growing like an inch a day.
Yeah, isn't that a miracle? And it's so neat. I have mine growing too, yeah. And they're an exception because when you get those bulbs, they are ready to flower. They have such a low chill. And but still, if you take those now and plant them out in the ground in Central Florida, they may and probably won't come back and flower again. You'll get foliage. But in North Florida, it's going to happen. You're going to get flowers again.
Okay, so now do you recommend seeds, bulbs, or transplants?
Well, if I'm doing annual flowers, such as the petunias and the foxgloves, hollyhocks, it's going to be seeds. And you have to be particular on some of these. Like hollyhocks, you need to find ones that will bloom the first year, and same goes for foxgloves. And I just learned, looking for one of my foxglove variety seeds, Camelot, that they aren't selling it anymore at one of my suppliers. So I got to find another source. But you need to look for ones that are going to bloom the first year. And hollyhocks, that's kind of tough. You find somebody that has them and ask them to save you some seeds, and that will work. But I start most of mine from seeds. That are the annuals, mainly because, you know, I use a lot of them, and it's starting to cost money to buy these things at garden centers.
It is.
Do it yourself. The seeds are not cheap either. Sometimes one petunia seed will cost you 35, 45 cents.
Wow, that's a lot if you're going to, you know, have enough to have a display in your yard. You know, how many do you think you should plant?
Well, Be judicious about it. As far as my concern, I'm going to start more than I really need, so I'll give some away. But I need probably about 100 or so plants, maybe 150 all total when I think of all of them. And if you start adding that up at $1 a plant, you get $150.
You definitely need to buy seeds.
Yeah, okay. So you buy seeds.
Right.
But things like petunias, you'll get 100 seeds for maybe $2 or $3, and so it gets a lot cheaper.
Now, will the seeds carry over from year to year?
Oh, yeah. Joni gives me a section of the refrigerator. I have a little storage bin in the refrigerator, and so I'll keep them in their original envelope that come in the packet and put that into either a plastic bag or a sealed container of some sort.
Okay, so how do you prepare the soil for northern plants? Is there anything different that you should do?
No, just typical good garden soil preparation. Sandy soils mix in a lot of organic matter. I don't put down fertilizer first, but you could certainly put down manure. That would black cow, for instance. I'll work that in. I will work manures in, but I don't put down regular fertilizer until the plants are out and growing. But always use transplants. In Florida, it really doesn't work to put seeds of most of these flowers in the ground, mainly because, well, petunia seeds are like dust.
Yeah,
zinnia seeds are bigger, and zinnias might work planting them out in the ground, but I still start them in containers and transplant them.
Okay, so now people expect these to last a long time, but here in Florida, how long will blooms last, especially this time, this kind of year we're having?
Well, and the blooms will last probably for a week or so, depending on the flowering plant. For instance, petunias, one flower will probably last a week. But the plants themselves in flowering, if you put them in now, they're going to last through spring. So some are better than others. Hollyhocks, the flower will stay open for a few days, and the plant will continue to flower for about a month, maybe 6-8 weeks at the most, and then it declines. So it's not as long-lasting. Snapdragons, which are one of my favorites, also one of the first flowers I ever grew as a kid. The plants themselves will last through spring, but a flowering stalk will only last about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Okay, now can you deadhead them, and or how do you maintain them?
Yeah, cut off the old spent flower heads. I have to laugh at that because I started doing that with petunias when I lived up north. I'd plant them out, and I said, well, I'm going to keep you all in good shape. So I'd go through and I'd prune off the old spent flowers. And after a while, you have so many old spent flowers that what you do is just give up on it and say, well, you guys are on your own. But now a lot of the plants are self deadheading. They will take self-cleaning, and the old flowers will kind of fade, and the new ones come up so soon that you don't notice it. But the plants will last and flower longer if you can deadhead them. Now, with petunias, after a while, they get so scraggly, cut them back, and quite often the whole plant will grow back and reflower again, which is kind of nice.
I do that with alyssum. I give them a little deadhead, with the little scissors. I just cut them back, and then they rebloom again for me in the spring.
I love alyssum. Remember what it used to call it, sweet alyssum?
Yes.
And now they just call it alyssum, but the fragrance from that is so good. I love the fragrant ones. Purple petunias, another one that's so fragrant.
Well, Tom, your Florida gardening books are my go-to Bibles in my garden library. They're a must-have, and, they make great Christmas presents. Which one would you say would be best for people who would like to grow annuals and northern flowers?
Well, month-by-month gardening is the best, I think, no matter what. Wherever you can get that, you can go up online. If you can buy it used, that works out well, too. You can get some of these at bookstores and garden centers. I also like the edible landscape, which is very hard to find unless you go up online. But that's for people who want to grow the vegetables. But month-by-month gardening, number one, I enjoyed writing that book.
It's great. I take it with me everywhere I go. So now we have some news for New Year's Day. Do you want to share it?
Yeah, you and I are doing a special program. You invited me in, and I'm looking forward to hearing it myself. I'm not turning it on. But we had so much fun. And you know what? We talked about successes, things to do in the new year, but I also revealed a couple of my failures, and you have to tune in to find out what that is.
We did have a great time. Thank you so much for coming on Better Lawns and Gardens again. And, you're always here with me anytime, so you're welcome to be here. Hope you and Joni have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you, too, and you get the year started off right, and I'm always with you and can help you anytime.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break right now, but this is the perfect time to call. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS or 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. I want to know if you're having trouble with your strawberries or if you're seeing that they're not growing as big or what you're growing in your garden, your vegetable gardens. Let me know that. Let me know you're out there, that my text message machine is working. I'm so not technical, so I'm so glad Josh is here. And so I can read your text messages. But also, too, if you have a question, this is the perfect time to give me a call, and I would love to help you with your gardening. So it's just going to be one of these days we're just going to have great, it's like Florida weather all year round here. So even if it's warm where you are, you can give me a call, and we can talk about winter annuals. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Do you remember as a child waiting for the excitement of Christmas morning? It felt like that the big day would never arrive. But then it came, and boy, was it worth the wait. The older we get, the more we realize that life is filled with waiting, more waiting, and even more waiting. And nobody likes to wait. But waiting isn't a new experience. On the very first Christmas, the Jewish people had waited hundreds of years for the coming of the Messiah, wondering if he would ever arrive. The Bible says when the right time came, God sent Jesus to be born of a woman. And Jesus, the Savior of the world, stepped into history at precisely the right moment. The Christmas season is a wonderful reminder that the Lord's timing is perfect. He's never early, but he's also never late. So this Christmas, be encouraged. Have patience and faith while you wait. This is Bryant Wright, wishing you a Christmas worth waiting for, right from my heart.
To subscribe to devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'd like to wish a Merry Christmas to the Lake and Hills Garden Club. I spoke there this week, and it was wonderful to see a lot of good friends. You know, I'm doing more speaking engagements because we are, you know, getting out of the 2021 pandemic kind of feeling, and we're opening up with all the vaccinations, so that's good. I'm Teresa Watkins, horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. From the historic days of Bethlehem in the first century, traveling this time of the year is traditional. So hopefully the weather will cooperate with everyone traveling across the country. Here in Florida, next week, the cold front coming through is going to bring us an area of low pressure, and it's going to give us a chance for a few to strong to severe storms. So you want to be really careful on Tuesday. You want to watch out for that. Temperatures are going to be in the mid-80s, the beginning of the week, but then they're going to be in the mid-70s and 50s at night for Christmas Eve. So thankfully, it'll be a little bit more winter-like. I appreciate that. So, Josh, do you travel for the holidays?
Well, some years I do. This year I will not be able to, just have a lot going on here between here and Jacksonville with the other job that I'm working up there. So I'm going to be mostly, you know, around for Christmas. You know, it'll be nice to have a couple of days off, though.
That'll be great. Yeah, no, we always look forward to that, don't we? Tony and I are going to be visiting family in Massachusetts, and one of the gardens we will be touring will be the Blythewald Estate in Bristol, Rhode Island, which I visited last spring, and it was so beautifully in bloom then that now when we go up, there's probably going to be snow on the ground, a little bit. I'm hoping not too much. We're going to be going for the Christmas afternoon tea there, and then afterwards they have an event called Nightlights, an illuminating experience through the gardens. So I'm looking forward to photographing that and just taking advantage of, you know, getting photographs in snow and winter for future articles and blogs. Speaking of garden tours, I get inspiration from my landscape designs visiting magnificent gardens all around the country. And my Brandywine Garden Extravaganza tour to the Brandywine Valley has room for just a few more of you garden lovers. The dates will be June 13th through the 17th, 2022. It's filled up quickly, but you know what? There's still time. We have more, just a little bit more room. We're going to be exploring the three most beautiful palatial estate gardens in America's garden capital. We're going to be visiting Chanticleer Botanical Garden, Longwood Gardens, and the Winterthur Gardens. These gardens are incredible. They are just normal, everyday people, right? Homes and estates that they now are opening up to the public. But we're also going to experience museums, art collections, an award-winning garden author's private garden. And then we're also going to get to meet Benjamin Franklin and the great horticulturist and botanist of the 18th century colonial America, John Bartram's home and garden, and so much more. I would love for you to join us. The Piece de Resistance is an option to attend the oldest, largest, most famous flower show in the United States, the Philadelphia Flower Show, at the same time. So you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, look under more, and then you can email me on the website if you want more information. It would make the ultimate Christmas present that you don't have to wrap too much for your favorite gardener. So now the fun part. Let's go to Jerry in Citrus County. Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for calling Better Lawns and Gardens.
Oh, good morning, Teresa. I have a question on the mango. I got one that's I think Home Depot it was, several years ago. It's about 10, 12 feet high, and it doesn't bloom.
Okay.
What can you do for it?
Okay, so now how often do you fertilize it?
Well, I use a little fertilizer every couple of months.
Okay, you say a little fertilizer. So, you know, it's important that, you know, fruit trees that that you want to bear fruit have enough nutrition. And so the first few years you have them in the ground, and it sounds like it's growing. It's 10 to 12 feet tall, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so your fertilizer is doing a little bit, but maybe you might not be using enough fertilizer or doing it as much or as consistently as you should. So we're not worried about trees, fruit trees, when they don't bloom the first couple of years, because they're putting all their energy into growing roots and stabilizing and growing tall. And then when they're comfortable, they will start to produce fruit. So hopefully this coming year, you should see some fruit in the springtime. Now, do you cut it back at all?
No, not yet.
Okay, all right.
I wanted something a little large. They're supposed to be large.
Okay, that's good. Well, it may take a little more time to establish if it was larger. So I would make sure that you're fertilizing with a balanced fertilizer every 3 months. Okay.
Fertilizer, like what? What kind of analysis should I look for?
I would look like a balanced one. 6-6-6, 10-10-10, you know, 15-15-15, just a balanced fertilizer. And then you can make, you know, get one that has the macro and the micronutrients in it.
Oh, and the micros?
Micros, too. That's going to help it, too. It's going to help it be stronger and more resistant to insects and bugs and then also diseases. So then just make sure you're just doing it on a consistent basis, and you should get blooms next spring.
Oh, every 3 months.
Every 3 months. You got to be consistent. Now, it's not, you don't want to use a quick release. I would use a slow release fertilizer, the one with the granules.
Okay.
And that way the nutrition is going to be there when the plant needs it.
Mm-hmm. Should I mulch or anything?
Well, you know, it's in full sun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, mulching just helps keep the moisture in the ground. So it doesn't do anything to help the plant have fruit. It just is a good way to keep the weeds down underneath the tree and then also keep the ground cooler and, you know, make it so that the moisture stays in the ground longer.
How often should I water?
Well, how often are you watering?
Well, we have had a lot of rain, so I didn't have to.
Okay. And how does your tree look?
It's sort of dry the last month or two here. Mm-hmm. There's been no rain. And I was wondering if I got to keep a schedule up in case we get into the droughty periods again.
Okay. Well, you know, springtime, winter and spring are our driest times of the year. So it's important that you're watering fruit trees consistently. So I would make sure that during the wintertime that you're watering at least, you know, once a week. Okay. And then if the temperatures stay warm, you may need to hand water it another additional time.
Okay.
It's important for fruit trees to get water, but I don't want you to overwater it, okay?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No.
It's an expensive tree.
Yes, it is. But I would make sure that you're putting down at least 1 inch to 2 inches of water a week on it. When the temperatures are warm like this, when they get cool, then you're going to want to, you know, you can drop it back to once a week watering.
I see. The trees at from Home Depot or the big boxes and that, are they a special kind of tree?
Well, I don't know, so I don't know what brand you've bought, but it should do fine, and you should have fruit this year. Thank you so much, Jerry, for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens and calling
me.
All right. That's wonderful. If you have a question, gardening question for me, you can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680 and let me know my text is working. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
The holidays are always a great time to be reunited with friends and family. Whether you're traveling afar or staying local, give the gift of safety this holiday season by buckling up, obeying the speed limit, putting down distractions, and never driving impaired. Always designate a sober driver or plan ahead to call a rideshare service. Arrive alive this holiday season.
Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Visit flhsmb.gov for more information.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
And what can I get you, little girl?
Well, Santa, I'd love to get an apple tree and peach tree and a blueberry bush and herbs, too.
That's a lot for the elves to handle.
Oh, Santa, just stop by Quality Green Specialist.
Plants and flowers always make beautiful holiday gifts. Head on over to Quality Green Specialist's new location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand or at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice.
You know, I thought you'd be into gardening, Santa.
Why?
Because you like to ho, ho, ho.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Thank you for waking up and listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And I know what I love for Christmas. I would love for you to catch up with the holidays during the holidays, and you can listen to Better Lawn and Gardens podcast. So you can catch it on Audio Boom, Amazon, iTunes, or iHeartRadio. Let's go to our phone calls, and we've got Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to y'all.
How are you this morning?
Pretty well. Just hanging in there. I have an herb question.
Okay.
You know, I can grow lots of different kinds of herbs up here. Rosemary, you can almost grow in a hedge. But for some reason, I have a real hard time with thyme and sage. Thyme, if I put it in the ground, it'll die on top, and I'll dig it up, and it'll all be roots, like lots and lots of roots.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to grow it sort of in a shallow pot, but it just seems to peter out on me.
Huh. Because, you know, the soil, I mean, do you use it regular potting soil in the pot?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's interesting. All right. And so how much water does it get when you put it in the pot?
Well, I try to water it when it gets dry.
Okay. That may be the issue, because they need a little bit more consistent watering so that they can, so they don't get woody and, you know, kind of harden off and, and die. So I would just go ahead and water it, you know, at least every 3 to 4 days.
Okay.
Especially when the temperatures are warm like this, because herbs really like it to be cool. We can grow them year round, like the rosemary. I mean, they grow in the Mediterranean, so they know how to take some heat. But then when they have that heat, they're going to need to have a little bit more moisture. So, I don't want you to turn on the sprinklers, but, you know, maybe hand watering it or pouring a little glass of water on it.
Yeah, maybe I'll put it in a pot on the porch where I can
keep an eye on it.
Yeah, keep an eye on it. And what about sage?
Sage should be the same thing. I mean, they really okay. should be easy to grow. I think you just may need to water it a little bit more and okay. give it what it needs, and I think it'll be just fine.
Okay.
All right.
I got one weather thing real quick.
Okay.
You know, we had some cold weather, and it killed off all the weeds, but for the last month, it's been like spring, so now I got new weeds coming up. In the dead weeds.
Oh, my goodness. I was wondering about that. I was thinking that, you know, you did have that really hard cold snap there back in November. And I thought, you know what, when it's warm like this, it's going to start to think it's springtime and it's going to start to flush things out. And then you're going to get another freeze then maybe in a couple of weeks. And it's going to snap them back.
It looks like there's a cold front coming our way, you know, but it's. We've been in the high 70s for 2 weeks.
I know. It's such a bummer. I look so much better in sweaters than swimsuits, Beverly. So that's I understand that. Thank you so much for calling in, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, hon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Let's go to Ron in Orlando. Good morning, Ron. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
I have viburnum hedges. They're thinning out in the bottom two-thirds. The tops look fine and healthy. They're 6 feet tall. And this is only some of the ones. I've got 50 of them.
Uh-huh.
So some of them are thinning out and others are not. And what I'm trying to figure out is how do I get the bottom to reverse thinning out? More water in the spring. I've been fertilizing them heavily once a month.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm looking for some guidance as to how to save the ones that are in the ground but are thinning out rather than buying new ones.
Okay, that's a great question. I call it my bare bottom syndrome. All right, and so tell me, Ron, what do you do? Don't name the company or anything, but tell me what you do for work or career or what you did do.
Oh, well, I was a semiconductor salesman.
Oh, okay, so you're
I'm
a salesman.
Now.
Okay, so you're retired. Okay, so usually I find this with my engineers and my architects and, you know, people who do straight lines, that they cut hedges in a straight row all the way down, and it looks so neat and pretty, but what it's doing is it's blocking the sunlight for the bottom half of the shrub. And so if you can just prune the viburnum hedge so that it's at a slight angle and that the bottom portion of the viburnum hedge is larger than the top, then you're going to see those branches fill out again.
Because what's holding back the shrubs is a lack of sunshine?
The bottom portion. Right. The bottom portion is uh-huh. not getting the sunlight. So have the top maybe 3 to 6 inches thinner at the top than at the bottom, okay? So you want to see, and then that's going to allow the bottom to get more sunlight, and it'll flush out again.
All right. Wow. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. It's a common problem, and we see it a lot, so no worries. You have a Merry Christmas, Ron. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens.
Thank you. Thanks, Teresa.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Michael in Altamont Springs. Good morning, Michael. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So I've got some potted, I believe they're trees. They're kratom is the generic name. I don't know the genus and species, but native, as I understand it, to Southeast Asia. I have them in pots, raised them from basically seedlings. And I'm about to transfer into my yard, but I'm not really sure how big they're going to get or what particular considerations I should take into account before putting a large tree.
Okay, so Michael, tell me what the plant is again.
It's it goes by the name kratom, Kratom. It's a pharmaceutical type plant, renowned for pain relief. It's pretty popular these days. It's used to combat severe pain and stuff like that. Something that I deal with on a
another matter
altogether. But
yeah, I can understand.
So I've got three different species, and I'm going to plant them in my yard. But I wasn't sure if what kind of considerations I should take into account.
Okay, so It is a tropical. So now you're in Altamont Springs. And so I have never grown this plant. Where did you get it?
It was purchased off the internet.
Oh, very cool. Okay. And so, so it's a tropical. It needs full sun. And I'm trying to find out the size of it, okay, because I've never grown it before. I'm kind of interested in it.
From what I've read, it gets, I don't know if it gets as big as an oak tree, per se, but, you know, it could get 20, 30 feet tall.
Okay. And so if you know that, what is your question? You don't know when to put it in your yard?
Basically. When's the best time to plant, and where would be best to put it? I guess full sun, so obviously not obscured, and since it gets so big.
Right, and you don't want it close to the house. So here's my suggestion to you. I would keep it in a pot till springtime because it is a tropical, all right? And if you put it in the ground, even though we have a La Nina winter and it's not going to get too cold, we are still going to see some cold snaps and some freezes, just not as much as during a regular year. So I would wait until spring, and then I would definitely put it into an area where you have at least 20 feet all the way around it. Okay, do you have a yard that's that big?
It's Altamont Springs, so it's not exceptionally large.
No, that's what I was thinking, So the other thing is that if you're using it, I'm just going to say, using it for medicinal purposes and you don't want it to get real large, I would just keep it in a pot and just get a large 15 to 20-gallon pot and put it in the pot. And you can keep it in that pot forever, okay? And what you would do...
That's a great idea.
What you would do then is take it out of the pot every couple of years, cut a third of the roots off, put more dirt in the pot, and then put it back in the pot. Okay?
Excellent.
All right?
It'll stay constrained by the size of the pot?
Yes.
Kind of like a fish in a tank?
Yes. Okay? It'll be kind of like bonsaiing it, keeping it in that pot. But I would think you would like it to get like 6 to 10 feet tall. All right, Michael, I got to run.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling. Merry Christmas. I appreciate it. All right, stay tuned for hour number two. My guest is Sally Stein, director of the Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary in Naples, South Florida. I'm going to be discussing a new Christmas tradition for you, your family, all ages, and anyone interested in attracting birds to their yard, a Christmas tradition you can celebrate during the winter each year. All right, so I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network, Better Lawns and Gardens. Stay tuned.
Healthcare and preventative care go hand in hand. Whether it's vaccines or checkups, it's important to take care of your health. Go to healthcare.gov and enroll by December 15th for January 1st coverage. All plans include maternity care and mental health care, plus financial assistance may be available. Need some help? Call 877-813-9115 and speak to a navigator. Or visit coveringflorida.org to make an appointment today. It's free and confidential. That's 877-813-9115. Open enrollment is going on now through December 15th.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.